Welcome to The Prompt by Kuro House, your daily dose of AI news and insights. Today, we're diving into some fascinating shifts in tech, culture, and the future of human interaction. Let's get started. First up, the startup world's obsession with the college dropout founder is back in the spotlight. TechCrunch reports that despite data showing most successful founders hold degrees, dropout status is becoming a coveted credential again, especially amid the AI boom. At Y Combinator Demo Days, many founders now highlight their dropout status as a badge of commitment and urgency to build. Some even fear that finishing a degree might cost them critical time in this fast-moving AI cycle. But not all investors buy into this trend. Some prefer founders with more experience and wisdom that often comes with age. Next, Instagram's head Adam Mosseri warns that you simply can't trust your eyes anymore when it comes to what's real. The Verge shares Mosseri's view that AI-generated images and videos are becoming indistinguishable from real ones, making authenticity a rare and valuable commodity. He explains that the platform is shifting from polished, perfect content to raw, unfiltered moments shared in direct messages. Interestingly, imperfection is now a signal of authenticity, as flawless AI content becomes commonplace. Instagram plans to label AI-generated media and verify genuine content, focusing on who is sharing rather than just what is shared. Now, let's talk about dating in the AI era. Wired reports that despite AI-powered matchmaking tools, the real future of dating might be good old-fashioned, in-person meet-cutes. While AI apps like Tinder and Grindr have introduced features like AI wingmen and chat summaries, many people are craving genuine offline connections. Social clubs and IRL dating events have surged, with attendance up by 35-55% in some cases. This trend highlights a desire for trust and authenticity over algorithm-driven matches. Shifting gears to hardware, True Ventures co-founder John Callahan predicts the smartphone as we know it will be obsolete within the next decade. TechCrunch covers his firm's bet on new interfaces, like Sandbar, a voice-activated ring that captures and organizes thoughts. Callahan believes phones are inefficient for human-computer interaction and that future devices will enable new, essential behaviors. True Ventures' history of backing fitness trackers and smart home devices supports their confidence in this vision. He also warns that the AI infrastructure boom is capital-intensive, but the real value lies in application layers and new user experiences. Finally, a quick note on the evolving role of AI in our lives. From startup culture to social media, dating, and hardware, AI is reshaping how we create, connect, and communicate. But as these stories show, human authenticity and new behaviors remain at the heart of meaningful innovation. Thanks for tuning in to The Prompt by Kuro House.